Hello, and welcome to the Lancet Respiratory Medicine Podcast. I'm Sophie Wolven, and today I'll be speaking to Dr. Ablo Wachinu, a pulmonologist and sleep medicine specialist from the National Hospital for Tuberculosis and Pulmonary Diseases in Benin. Dr. Wachinu, thanks for joining me. Your recent paper published in the Lancet Respiratory Medicine aimed to find out the prevalence of sleep-disordered breathing in Benin, filling in a gap in knowledge due to the absence of such data across the African continent. Why do you think that it has been a neglected area of study in Benin and across the African region?
To be honest, the gap in research in Benin, as in many other African countries, is not only in sleep medicine, but in all research domains. I think that with the overwhelming burden of infectious diseases, such as malaria, HIV infection, tuberculosis, respiratory tract infections, health authorities and professionals, as well as researchers, have set priorities related to those infectious diseases. However, with the rising prevalence of non-communicable diseases, such as hypertension, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, it is now time for a paradigm shift. Evidence has shown that sleep plays a key role in the development of the non-communicable diseases. As the saying goes, better prevent than cure. And this is definitely true on our continent, where resources are scarce to manage diseases. Therefore, there is an urgent need to raise awareness of the population about sleep disorders, both in quality and quantity, if we want to set preventive measures and succeed in our strategies. The best way to achieve this is to generate our own data to inform our policies. It took us a while to get there, but better late than never. This study is a major achievement for our team, our country, and the whole continent, as our results will pave the way for more research in sleep medicine in Africa.
Could you give us a brief summary of what you found and whether these results were what you expected when taking into account the general health of the Benin population and in the context of prevalence of sleep disorder breathing in other areas of the world?
One of the strengths of our study is that we collected objective data using respiratory polygraphy on almost 2,000 individuals recruited from both rural and urban settings in Benin. And this is the first time such a study is conducted on the continent. Our results show that more than one in three women and one in two men are affected by mild to severe sleep disorder breathing in Benin, a prevalence high but similar to that reported on other continents. We also found that prevalence of sleep disorder breathing is higher in urban settings than rural settings. But this difference is probably driven by obesity, which is more prevalent in urban settings. Advanced age, male sex, large neck circumference, abdominal obesity, overweight or obesity, and snoring were the factors independently associated with sleep disorder breathing in our population. In addiction, we found an independent association between hypertension and sleep disorder breathing exclusively in women. These last findings can have an immediate research and clinical implication, as it suggests that sleep disorder breathing treatment could have a greater effect on hypertension in women compared to men.
Now that this prevalence data is available, although not necessarily fully representative of the wider Benin population, what do you think the next steps are in terms of research in this area?
One of the major issues we face in sleep mating in our daily practice is the low accessibility to objective measurement tools such as polygraphy or polysomnography to assess sleep disordered breathing. This is true even in developed countries, but the problem is more acute in our setting. Hence, the utility of clinical scores that help to screen patients and identify those who are more at risk of sleep disorder breathing and who can proceed to objective measurement. However, none of these clinical scores have been validated in the African population. Also, excessive daytime sleepiness, which is one of the major and common symptoms of sleep disordered breathing, can hardly be assessed in Africa using the available tools, especially the Epworth scale, as people cannot answer some of the questions due to their lifestyle that differs from that in individuals from other continents. For example, a fair proportion of individuals in our study did not drive or do not go to the theater. Therefore, there is a need to develop new tools or at least to adapt the Epworth scale to the African populations. Furthermore, very little is known about other sleep disorders such as insomnia, restless leg syndrome, comorbid insomnia and sleep apnea known as COMISA, parasomnia, and so on and so forth in Africa. With the BISAS study, we already have data to contribute to answer most of those research questions, but our results need to be confirmed by other studies elsewhere on the continent. We would also like to extend our work by studying sleep disorders in some specific populations, such as sickle cell disease patients, hypertension patients, and HIV-infected patients. There is a lot to do.
And how do you think these data can be used to help educate both clinicians and patients in Benin on sleep disordered breathing and its risk factors and implementation of preventative programs or treatment?
Our results will definitely help to raise awareness about the health issues related to sleep disorders and will constitute the first step. We intend to widely disseminate our results to both clinicians and to the populations, for them to know the importance and the necessity to take great care of their sleep. The results will also be shared with the health authorities, and proposal will be made about preventive measures to be implemented. Apart from research, our team based at the National Hospital for Tuberculosis and Pulmonary Diseases in Cotonou, Benin, is experienced in the management of sleep diseases. We have set up a sleep disease unit since 2015 with the support of the Ligue Pulmonaire Vaudoise, a non-profit organization based in Lausanne, Switzerland, where in this sleep disease unit, we diagnose and treat patients suffering from sleep disordered breathing. We intend to increase our activities by setting up a reference center of sleep medicine for both clinical and research activities, and the BISAS study results can help us to advocate both national and international donors to to support us. We also intend to promote patient association on sleep, and we believe that our research and clinical activities in sleep medicine will be very helpful on this pathway. We welcome all partnerships that can help us to achieve those goals. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Watineau. It's been great talking with you today. If you wish to read the paper on prevalence of sleep disordered breathing in Benin, please visit our website, where you'll also find a link comment and patient perspective. Thanks everyone for listening. You can catch this episode alongside our others wherever you usually get your podcasts.